British alternative artist Annika. The song is called Right. That's from her most recent album, Change, released back in 2021. It is an awesome album. You can find it on Bandcamp, Annika, A-N-I-K-A. And in 2021, in fact, we included that in our top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of the year. And then before Annika, it was Welsh musician Gweno. The song is called Ardam. That's from her newest album, Tressor, released last summer. Now, that album, like I said, made its way into our honorable mention list for last year. If you missed our end of December top 10 girly, so grooviest episode, in addition to the honorable mentions, if you missed that, you can still catch that episode. All you need to do is go to our absolutely free, no membership required listening page. The website is Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girly so groovy, girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. There you will find over the last 10 weeks worth of girly so groovy. That's 20 hours of girly so groovy just waiting for you to binge listen as much as you want. Okay, we've got more music to get to in the next half hour. Sheik Gamine on the way, Brianna Barbara on the way. But up next, a band that knows how to do surf rock oh so well. It is La Luz here on Girly So Groovy.
See you again. Thank you.
Music right there from a trio of big voices. It's Winnipeg and Montreal trio Chic Gamin. The song is called Light a Match. That's the title track to the band's most recent album, Light a Match. Now, you probably know this already. If you're a loyal listener, I've told you this before, but Begonia, we absolutely adore here on Girly So Groovy. Begonia is originally from the band Chic Gamin, so you might recognize that big belting voice in there. That's Begonia. In the middle, it is new music from New York City-based artist Brianna Barbara. She's one of those songwriters who blends psychedelic rock and blues to create music that feels classic yet thoroughly modern all at the same time. We heard the song Nothing But Time. That's the title track to the new album released back in the fall. And then we started that set off with music from surf rock trio La Luz. The song is called Goodbye Ghost. That's off of their self-titled album. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. Still lots more time to get to. Don't forget, in the second hour, we are doing nothing but soundtrack songs in anticipation of the Academy Awards coming up. So that's going to be fun in the second hour. But right now, it is music from Montreal-based trio Afternoon Bike Ride. They are a band that blend dreamy dream pop vocals, lo-fi beat music, incredible acoustic instrumentation, and it just makes for really cozy, interesting listening. The particular track we're going to listen to from, this is what I need to tell you. The band has a new album out. It is called Gloss Over. It was just released earlier in February. The track we're going to listen to from the new album really reminds me of an Arlo Parks song. I don't know what it is. It's maybe just the melody to it. But right now, here is new music from Afternoon Bike Ride here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from a duo that sent me their music, and I am so glad that they did. It is Kingston, Ontario, alternative dream pop duo Funeral Lakes. They've released a new single. The song is called No More, Now Forever, and hopefully it's in anticipation of a new album to come from Funeral Lakes. Speaking of new music in the middle, it is new music from Montreal duo Mayfly. They're a duo that make self-produced electropop and indie sounds. The new EP is called Hideaway Volume 1. We heard the song Take Me Away, and then we started that set out with music from another Montreal act, also with new music. It is Afternoon Bike Ride with their new album Gloss Over. We heard the song Not Ideal. I felt like with each of those three bands, there was something almost cinematic in the music that they make. And that, my friends, is where we're going to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. Nothing but soundtrack songs for the fact that the Academy Awards are right around the corner. So we're going to get to that. But before we dive into that, let's wrap up this hour. It is music from another artist who makes music that almost reminds me of a John Hughes soundtrack, kind of like Pretty in Pink kind of music. And I'm talking about a current artist, not a 1980s artist. Leathers is her name. From her EP Reckless, here is Leathers with the song Day for Night right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Okay, let's do this. I've been talking about it all first hour. This is an episode idea I have had for years now. With the Academy Awards right around the corner, we are going to do nothing but songs from soundtracks. And I've got to tell you, so when I was planning out this hour, I've got my music laid out and I'm kind of looking at it, and my husband walks in the room and I say to him, is this bordering on corny because it is virtually nothing but 1990s soundtracks and movies. And he even said to me, there might be some movies here that the listeners haven't even heard of before. They're that stupid and obscure from the 90s. But we're going to do it anyways. Here's why I love, in the 90s, I loved buying movie soundtracks because in many ways, they were just a mix CD of songs, really put well together. In a sense, they're just playlists now. And I don't really feel like you get that kind of classic soundtrack.